T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And now, a Rob Brown Lowdown, only on the Fan Upstate.
There was all of the drama between Jimbo and Nick and Primetime. Deion Sanders. Started when Nick Saban said on Wednesday that Texas A&M bought the number one recruiting class in the country. Nick said that, you know, that they bought the number one class. We were number two last year, and now they jumped ahead of us, and we were number one, and then they jumped ahead of us. They bought their class, yada, yada, yada. Jimbo got hold of those comments, and on, what was it, Thursday? Yeah, Thursday during the show, Jimbo Fisher held what I think, Lonzo, will go down as the most iconic college football press conference since I'm a man, I'm 40, which, by the way, was a solid, like, 15 years ago.
Which I still yell at people who are doing 30 and a 40. Be a man.
Be a man.
Be 40.
I'm a man. I'm 40. That is 15 years old this year, by the way.
Wow, so he's 55 now.
When that came out, Lonzo actually was 40. He was a man and was 40.
No, I wasn't, but close.
Fantastic press conference. And I think Jimbo put together the press conference that has has there been a press conference since I'm a man, I'm 40 that has matched up to the meme ability of I'm a man, I'm 40?
It's going to be talked about for a while. Even if he were to backtrack and apologize, people are going to be talking about this for a long time.
Yeah, I'm a man, I'm 40. Was talked about for years. And now this, right? The next time somebody calls me, which, by the way, stop calling people, just text them, all right? Nobody wants to answer the phone in 2022. Zero people want to answer the phone. I will answer the phone for like 6 people. My mother, my girlfriend, Lonzo, my boss. That's the list.
So I texted Rob Saturday. I'm like, there's no way he'll respond to this, but you actually did.
I did. And then, but what did you text me first?
Well, I asked you a question. And,
right.
And then the next question was, can I call you? Yes.
And by the way, thank you for asking.
Yeah, because you're a busy guy. You always got something going on.
Oh, so, and I did.
And I don't want to interrupt.
It's like 4 people. My mom can call me. The girlfriend can call me. Lonzo and the boss can call me. Outside of that, don't call me.
There is something here that you and I have pioneered. I mean, I started it. You have nearly perfected it. So if we have questions about it, and you're watching it right now, if you're watching stream, if I have a question about doing something that I can't figure out, I ask Rob because he usually can. Now, he was busy and I figured it out, but still. So now we've learned something else. And this is how we learn how to do things with some things that other people aren't doing. So
just, yeah. And if you have a question.
Wanted to point out how awesome we are. But yeah. Text someone
before
you call them.
You're right. We are. But again, if you need to call me, like if you have a discussion that can't be had via text, shoot me a text to say I need to talk to you, right? And that's fine because then I can like carve out a minute either right now or I'm be like, call me in 20. I'll be good, whatever. If you need to talk to me about something that's more than just text, text me, right? Text me first. Here's the other part. You want to know why that's the thing? Because you know how much easier it is to say no if you text me than if you call me? Let's be honest. Let's get down to it.
Or I didn't see it.
Right. If I want to ignore it or say no, it is so much easier to do via text than a phone call. Because I'm a yes man. I'm a people pleaser, right? And if I can do something to help you, I'm going to do it. And I'm going to drop what I'm doing to do it.
Although there is a setting on your phone that lets the person who sent it know that you read it. And which was pointed out to
turn
me.
Turn that off on my phone.
By someone who was really angry with me because he thinks that I ignored his text, which I did. But he's the one who who taught me how to do that. Yeah. And I would like to thank someone with a C in their name for that.
Fair enough. Fair enough. So text me, don't call me, but that's not the point of the discussion. We're going down. If you do call me and I hit the old sleep button on your name, somebody ask about it, I'm going to be like, no, we're done. Right? Because that's what Jimbo said. The guy said, have you spoken to Nick? And Jimbo went, hey, called me. And the reporter goes, you didn't take the call? And he goes, no, we're done. First off, I'm going to go ahead and make, this is how production works for me and Lonzo. We just think of stuff on it, like on the fly. We were like, we should do that. First off, every phone call that we take from now moving forward needs to be ended with the tag of Jimbo going, no, we're done, right? Every phone call we take or make should be ended with Jimbo going, no, we're done, because it was such a great line. Anyway, Jimbo Fisher gives us the most iconic college football press conference since Mike Gundy decided he needed to remind us all that he's a man, he's 40. Don't write about the players in the paper, write about me. And the reason he made that, I don't know if you can take yourself back 15 years, but if you take yourself back 15 years, do you know why Mike Gundy did the I'm a man, I'm 40 press conference? It was because there was some drama going on amongst the players in his ball club, and he wanted to deflect that negative attention away from the ball club and onto him. So he went out like an unhinged man, like an unhinged human being, and gave the most ridiculous ass press conference of all time. I'm a man, I'm 40. You want to write about something, you write about me. I'm a man. The point of that was not because he wanted his name in the paper. The point was to get the attention off of the potential rules violations going on in his program. Jimbo came out and decided to go ham on that. He decided to go bananas on what Nick had to say, and he turned it into a big time press conference. Now, I gave my position on this on Friday's show. First off, I think Jimbo told on himself a little bit, right? Because Nick never said you broke rules. Nick never said you broke laws. And what's the first thing Jimbo said when he came out? I think it's ridiculous that I got to come out here and defend 17-year-old kids and their families from being accused of breaking laws and breaking rules. No, you don't though, Jimbo, because Nick never said that they violated laws or violated rules. Nick never accused them of breaking the law or breaking the rules, right? So you kind of told on yourself a little bit there, right? If mom walks into the boys' room and goes, hey, I need to talk to you guys, and one of the kids goes, I didn't take the cookies, you know good and daggum well who took the cookies, right? You told on yourself a little bit there, Jimbo. You told on yourself a little bit. But then Jimbo went on, on 50 other rounds of defense against things Nick didn't say, and it got a little heated, which again, cool, I get it. I do think absolutely that Jimbo wanted to deflect the attention away from NIL, because I think most of us believe, with some supporting evidence, that Texas A&M did okay in the NIL sphere, right? Texas A&M, now, for the record, as I also said on Friday, I got no issue with it. And I got no issue with it predominantly because that's the rules. All Jimbo Fisher did was take advantage of the new rules of college football to put together a whale of a recruiting class. But I think he wanted to deflect that because the NIL is still got a lot of negative stigma attached to it, like it or not, right? And there are still people who are, to some degree, frowning on the NIL and how it's set up and how it works. And so for Jimbo to come out and make the statements that Jimbo made deflects away from the fact that, yeah, seems to most of us, like Texas A&M did pretty okay with the NIL stuff. He wants to deflect that, make it seem like, because what did he say? Both, a number of months ago when the internet comments started, and what was he saying in that press conference? Oh, have you been to Texas A&M? Have you come to College Station? Have you seen Kyle Field? We got the most passionate fan base in football, and they do because they're a cult, but we got the most passionate fan base in football. We got the best home field advantage in football, and every year they're voted one of the best home field advantages. Sure, you get a great education. I know a lot of A&M grads. They're all ridiculously intelligent people. They absolutely do. It's a great education at A&M. It's a cult, but it's a great education. That's what Jimbo's focusing on because of the negative stigma still attached to NIL. 10 years from now, when that stigma goes away, Jimbo's going to go, hell yeah, we did back in 2022. We did better. We did better than everybody else at having our fans and our boosters organize themselves to make A&M more attractive than Alabama and LSU and Georgia and whatever, Clemson and whatever other schools. We did more to make ourselves more attractive with financial possibilities than any of those other schools. There should be taking pride in that, right? You didn't violate any rules. You didn't break any rules. You did exactly what was on the table and allowed to bring them in. And I think that's what Jimbo should have said from the beginning. But, you know, Jimbo decided to take it the way of, let's get the attention off of NIL. Let's get it back on how good Texas A&M is as a school and go from there. So later in the week, Nick Saban comes out and Nick Saban apologizes. He did an interview on ESPNU radio where he said, I should have never singled anybody else out. That was a mistake, and I apologize for that part of it, end quote. Then he went on to say, quote, I really wasn't saying anybody did anything illegal in using NIL. That was something assumed by what I said. It's not what I meant. There's nothing illegal about doing this. It's the system. That's the issue I have, end quote. All right, here's the thing. Lonzo, he's right about that part, right? He did not accuse anybody of breaking the rules. He did not accuse anybody of breaking the law, and he didn't say that anybody did anything illegal. I said on Thursday, minutes after the press conference was over, go back and listen to it. I said last Thursday after the press conference was over, Jimbo told on himself because Nick Saban never accused him or these kids of breaking the law, and then he came out and said, I don't have to defend these kids. They didn't break. Yeah, we know. Nobody said they did. You just jumped on it here, right?
So the biggest mistake Saban made, whether you agree with his take on NIL or not, was singling out Texas A&M.
I don't think it was a mistake, right? Because again, what recruiting class does Alabama have right now? Do you know off the top of your head? Number two. You know who has number one?
I'm going to say you just cheated by telling me I'm not going to do that. But yeah, I figured he'd be top five because he's always top five. So
he's number two.
But I knew Texas A&M got number one. I mean, and
so who the hell else was Nick Saban going to complain about, right?
True.
Who the hell else is he going to complain about? If you're in a race and your car comes in second and you want to talk about a really, really fast car, there ain't but one guy you can talk about, and it's the guy that beat you. Ain't but one guy that beat Nick Saban in recruiting. So if Nick Saban wants to complain about NIL and wants to complain about a college football fan base taking advantage of NIL and being better than him because they took advantage, right? What he's saying is, ain't nobody can recruit better than Alabama. Texas A&M had to pay to do it, which is fine and possibly true. What Nick said there is, nobody can recruit better than me. And the only way that Jimbo recruited better than me was by paying for it, which, don't get me wrong, Lonzo, is a phenomenal promo. Phenomenal promo.
Is he wrong, though?
I don't think he's wrong.
Yeah.
I don't think he's wrong.
I mean, the history would prove that. Yeah.
Nick's top 2-3 every year. Nobody else is. He may not win number one every year, but he's always inside the top three, and nobody else is. Kirby got him for a year. What'd he do the next year? Got Kirby back. Jimbo got him for a year. What'd he do to Jimbo? Got Jimbo back, right? I don't think he's wrong. I mean, in fact, I defended Saban on Friday. I said, Nick Saban is in the right here. I shouldn't have called out one guy. There ain't but one guy to have called out, right? It's one of those things, though, that even if you didn't mention him by name, we know who you're talking about. If he comes out and he goes, you know, for years, we've done it the right way, and now you got college football coaches out here buying. Actually, he never said coaches, by the way. He just said Texas A&M. Now we've got programs out here that are buying number one recruiting classes. Yeah, there's only one of them ahead of you. We know who it is. So, like, what else was he going to say? The other option was to say nothing at all, right? The other option was to say nothing at all. And you know that. He's not going to do that. He's not going to do that. All right, Texter says, Saban is upset that other coaches are using NIL money to lure recruits away from Alabama, but Jimbo and Dion both know they're using NIL as a recruiting tool. Let's say they are. Yeah? Let's say they are. Here's my question. And? Like, Saban can be mad about it. Saban can go, other schools are using NIL to get guys that would have been in my recruiting class in previous years, would have kept me on top. And let's say he's true. For the sake of discussion, let's say that's accurate. He's right. Hey, Nick, you better get your guys organized. You better tell your boosters in Tuscaloosa that if they want to keep as the number one program of the last 20 years in college football, y'all better organize. Y'all better get your NIL organizations in shape and squared away. Because that's the game now. Like it or not, that is the game. And if you do, you'll stay right there at the top. And if you don't, Texas A&M's going to snipe you again next year. Dion, same boat. Does Travis Hunter go play for Dion now? Travis Hunter did say, I wish somebody would have signed that $1 million check for me that apparently I got that nobody told me about. If I got a $1 million check, don't you think I'd have moved my mom out of a 3-bedroom apartment where she's living with 3 kids? Which makes sense, right? I'm not saying he did or did not get $1 million. I'm saying the story is that he got $1 million from Barstool to play for Dion and not go to Florida State, which crippled Florida State's recruiting class, right? FSU was about to pull in the number one defensive player in this recruiting class, and he ends up at Jackson State. There has also been, over the past year and a half, and I have felt this, right? And I believe this. There has been a massive shift in the acknowledgement of historically black colleges and universities in the land of college football. Dion coaches one. So not only do you get to play for primetime, one of the most recognizable, there's a Dion Sanders autograph hanging in my office right now, because I've been a Dion fan. He is the only, Lonzo, the only Dallas Cowboy that I will hang on my wall. Mike doesn't go up. Emmett's from my hometown or my home area, Pensacola. Emmett doesn't go up. Troy doesn't go up. One Dallas Cowboy will ever ever hang on my wall, and it's Dion, because I loved Dion as a kid. We all did. So to play for Dion for kids my age and younger is kind of a big deal, right? And if you're like Travis Hunter, a two-way player, a special teams ace and a two-way player, who better to get you ready for the league as a two-way player and special teams ace than Dion freaking Sanders, who did it and knows the league and is a little more wizened now, right? And on top of all of that, he has said for a hot minute to play for an HBCU and help HBCUs get on the map is important to him. He may not have accepted, he did, but he may not have accepted a dollar in NILs. He did, but it's probably not $1 million like has been reported, or maybe it is. Who cares? The point is that it's legal. It's above board. It's on the table. He's allowed to. And if Nick is mad about that, well, you better get your NIL groups in Tuscaloosa organized, or you're going to get it again, Nick. Now, I think Nick's going to be fine. Nick has complained multiple times about college football, and multiple times he has come back from it and kicked everybody's rear end under the new system that he previously complained about. I ain't worried about Nick. I think Jimbo went overboard. Check this out. Texter says, and I quote, to quote the water boy, Jimbo mad because he got all them recruits and no trophy. He got all them teeth. No toothbrush.
That remains to be seen what he can do with all that.
I mean, look, Jimbo got hired there how many years ago? And he was expected to win a championship, and he ain't done it yet. In fact, now I don't think he's won the SEC West yet, has he? Right? They brought Jimbo over from Tallahassee. He was supposed to be the big deal. He ain't done it yet. He ain't beaten it. He beat Nick, sure, but he ain't won the West yet, has he? Not that I'm aware of. If it is, it's blanking from my memory, if so. But, you know, Jimbo got mad and told on himself a little bit. I absolutely think when it's all said and done, 2, 5, 6, 7 years from now, when the NIL numbers come in, we're going to look back at Texas A&M's 2022 class and go, that was a hell of use of NIL to get that recruiting class in. Jimbo told on himself a little bit. And maybe that was the goal, right? Maybe Nick just wanted to bait Jimbo into telling himself a little bit, to letting the cat out of the bag, metaphorically speaking.
By the way, I checked and I don't see Texas A&M winning the West.
I didn't think they did. I didn't think they did under Jimbo yet, or I guess at all.
Yeah, it looks like nothing.
Well, I mean, they've only been in for a handful of years.
Right, but the majority of those, I think he's been coach.
So I don't know. I think when it comes down to it, Nick's mad because somebody found a way to beat him. Nick will be back. Jimbo's mad because Jimbo thinks he got accused of something he didn't do, which he did not. And Jimbo told on himself by going so fervently hard in on the defense of something he did not do that you're like, oh, there's got to be something else there, right? But damn, Jimbo, that seems like a lot of defense over a mild claim.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at thefanupstate.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.